Okay, so COVID is coming up again. I know that each week the whole COVID issue comes up. I'd like to add my question about the COVID vaccine because I'm so confused. I've heard people say that it will magnetize you. Ooh, I don't know anything about that. People are dying from it. But what I really want to know is, let me try and figure this out, is that people are saying that it is the mark of the beast. Can you help me? Okay. So, for those who don't know the concept of the mark of the beast, I'll give you a Reader's Digest version because it's a very complicated issue. This has to do with end times prophecy, where there will be three beasts, if not one beast, and in the end, there will be an allegiance given to the evil one. And so, when you give your allegiance to the side of evil, you are against God, basically. So that's basically the whole concept of the mark of the beast. It could be said more eloquently, but that's my Reader's Digest version. So that's a big one. One, the concept of the mark of the beast, there has to be an element of choice. So those who take the mark of the beast is aligning themselves and showing allegiance to evil. So you are aligning yourself and showing allegiance to another side. There has to be an element of choice. Therefore, taking the mark is an internal rejection of God. It will not be done accidentally. Getting the mark of the beast is not an accidental thing. It will be a willful act. I don't think God is unreasonable to hold someone accountable for what they were not responsible for. So those who take the mark of the beast will be worshiping the beast. Taking a vaccine is not an adoration of anything or anyone. That's one. The beast has not yet been revealed, so no one can give devotion to the beast. In my brief lifetime, there have been many instances of people saying that's the mark of the beast. When we came to Canada and we had to, the social insurance number was just new, getting started. And the acronym is, of course, SIN, SIN. And people were freaking out, it's the mark of the beast, don't take the number. Here we are. The second time that I remember very clearly, because companies want to be more efficient, and so they created barcodes and the scanner for food, and so every food label had to have a barcode. Well, that became the mark of the beast, and no one could take it because see, you can't buy or sell without the barcode. It's the mark of the beast. Here we are. The third time that I remember distinctly that this became an issue was when credit card companies started to chip their cards. And of course, it was the mark of the beast. And so don't use it. See, you have to buy and sell. Here we are. And so now we hear that somehow Bill Gates is microchipping everyone to track everyone. What I've said to someone, they don't need to put a microchip in anyone to track them. They have your cell phone. If you search for anything online, what happens next is pop-up ads start with the same thing that you were searching for. No one has to chip you to track you because we allow ourselves to be tracked constantly. If someone argues about the vaccine on the basis of efficacy, or the quickness of the vaccine, that would be a cogent argument. That would be a reasonable argument. But to say that it's the mark of the beast undercuts one's credibility. We have to be careful that in making a point that we don't completely dismiss ourselves. Years ago, I was watching a popular television minister and I was watching and doing something at the same time, and he said, and I know who the Antichrist is. And I piped up, I'm like, oh, I want to know that too. And he named a world leader. And I sat in stunned silence because all I kept thinking is, what if this world leader is watching TV and he's just found out that he's the Antichrist? I mean, I would be a little upset if I was that world leader. And we just have to be so careful. So it's been many, many years later. That world leader is no longer in the position that he was in. That minister is not on television, not that I've seen. And here we are. And so we just have to be so careful when we talk about the stuff. The final thing I want to say about this, and I'll take this away and do some research. And if I've missed anything, just give a fuller response next week. But the final thing that I want to say to people as they go around screaming the mark of the beast and Antichrist and the beast and all that kind of stuff, there's one passage in the Bible where it says, "No one knows when the end will be, not even the angels in heaven." And so, if angels with their angelic knowledge and their proprietary knowledge and knowing that they live in two different realms do not know the when the end will come, how do mere mortals with our limited resources can always be predicting? I mean, remember the year 2000 when we all went nuts. Remember 2012, that was supposed to be the end as well. And so let's just, take a breath. As I said, if you argue on the basis of the efficacy of the vaccine that, you don't want to put that in your body, I can understand that. It's your choice. But to whenever we marry anything with God, it becomes so much more powerful. And if people are struggling with mental health issues, we don't want to create any more confusion. What do you say, Mr. Gary?
I am saying, wow. Folks, you are listening to, and I'll have to say this, the one and only Audrey Palmer right here on Ask Audrey. If you'd like to get on board,